Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for this week, which begins on the sixth Sunday of Easter and includes a very important feast day, the Ascension of the Lord, on Thursday, May 18th. In Christian theology, the death, resurrection, and exaltation of Jesus are the most important events. The ascension of Jesus is the final physical departure of Christ from earth into the presence of God in heaven. The Gospel of Luke gives us the only narrative account of the ascension. Luke chapter 24 tells how Jesus leads the 11 disciples to Bethany, a village on the Mount of Olives, where he instructs them to remain in Jerusalem until the coming of the Holy Spirit. Quote, "And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he parted from them and was carried up into heaven." End quote. Christ's body had been glorified at the moment of his resurrection, as proved by the new and supernatural powers it subsequently and permanently enjoyed. But during the 40 days when he ate and drank familiarly with his disciples and taught them about the kingdom, his glory remained veiled under the appearance of ordinary humanity. Jesus' final apparition ends with the irreversible entry of his humanity into divine glory, symbolized by the cloud and by heaven, where he is seated from that time forward at God's right hand. The veiled character of the glory of the risen one during this time is intimated in his mysterious words to Mary Magdalene, "I have not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." This indicates a difference in manifestation between the glory of the risen Christ and that of the Christ exalted to the Father's right hand, a transition marked by the historical and transcendent event of the ascension. Christ's ascension marks a definitive entrance of Jesus' humanity into God's heavenly domain, whence he will come again. This transcendence, in the meantime, hides him from the eyes of men. In the ecclesiastical province of New York, ascension is celebrated 40 days after Easter. In all other areas of the United States, ascension is transferred to the seventh Sunday of Easter. Today, we'll pretend that we're in New York. As always in these programs, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. The first five of these are called the proper because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. Today, we'll hear four of these: the introit or entrance, two alleluias rather than a gradual and an alleluia, because this, being Eastertide, is alleluia season, a time for rejoicing, and the communion, sung while the gifts of Christ's body and blood are distributed to the congregation. I found beautiful motet settings of two parts of the proper. The others, the introit and the communion, will be sung in traditional Gregorian chant. And we'll also enjoy all five parts of the ordinary, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei, as rendered by Heinrich Isaac in his Missa de Beata Virgine, Mass of the Blessed Virgin. So let's get started with our introit, Vocem Jucunditatis, from the Book of Isaiah. Spread the news with a voice of joy. We hear this in Gregorian chant, sung by the Slovakian chant scholar and singer, Marek Klein, a frequent visitor to our program.
Vocem Jucunditatis,
Today's introit, Spread the News with a Voice of Joy. Now it's time for us to get into the Mass Ordinary, the Kyrie, Gloria, Credo, Sanctus, and Agnus Dei, starting with the Kyrie, the Lord have mercy, from Isaac's Mass. The singers will be the Hofkapelle Ensemble from Germany.
Thank you.
We've heard the first section of the Mass Ordinary, the Kyrie, as configured by our featured composer today, the Netherlander Heinrich Isaac, in his Missa de Beata Virgine. Isaac wrote during the 15th and 16th centuries in a variety of styles, both sacred and secular. He composed a great deal of music and eventually became one of the giants of the European Middle Renaissance. The Glory of the Mass Ordinary follows directly after the Kyrie, so here again is the Hofkapelle Ensemble and Isaac's Missa de Beata Virgine.
Thank you.
The Gloria, or Greater Doxology, of Heinrich Isaac's Missa de Beata Virgine. We come now to an interesting feature of the Mass proper at Easter time, namely the replacement of the gradual with another Alleluia, this being the season above all for rejoicing. We hear the first Alleluia, Surrexit Christus, set as a motet by the composer Jacobus Gallus, also known as Jakob Handel, H-A-N-D-L, who lived in the second half of the 16th century. He was a chief representative of the Counter-Reformation in Slovenia. He wrote a great deal of music, both secular and sacred. His most remarkable work is the six-part Opus Musicum of 1587, a collection of no fewer than 374 motets, that cover the liturgical needs of the entire ecclesiastical year. Here's that first Alleluia, Surrexit Christus, Christ is risen today, Alleluia. The singers are the consort di Danilo Zeni, an Italian ensemble. Was our first Alleluia for this week of the Feast of the Ascension, Christ is risen today, Alleluia. And now, here's our second Alleluia, Non vos relinquam orphanos, from the Gospel of John. I will not leave you orphans. We'll hear this in an unusual format, namely William Byrd's motet on this text, not sung, but played on lutes by the Venere Lute Quartet. But worry not, we'll hear the motet sung later in the program, because the text for the communion proper is also Non vos relinquam orphanos. Thank you. That was our second Alleluia of today, William Byrd's version of Non Vos Relinquam Orphanos, played by the Venere Lute Quartet. And this brings us to the center of the Mass, the Nicene Creed, or Credo. We hear the familiar plainsong Credo III from the 17th century, sung by the monks at the Abbey of Saint-Pierre at Solesmes in France, a center of Gregorian chant performance and research.
Thank you.
That was a central bit of today's Mass Ordinary, the Credo, or Nicene Creed. Next up today comes the Sanctus of the Mass Ordinary, the Holy, Holy, Holy. We'll hear Isaac's setting.
Thank you.
was a Sanctus of the Missa de Beata Virgine by Heinrich Isaac. And now we've arrived at the final section of the Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. Again, it's Isaac's Mass and the Hofkapelle Ensemble of Germany. Was the Agnus Dei of Isaac's Mass in honor of the Ascension of the Lord. And so we arrive at the very last musical element of the Mass, the Communion proper. Today's text, which occurred before in the second Alleluia, is Non vos relinquam orphanos, I Will Not Leave You Orphans. Here, the singers of William Byrd's motet on this text are the choir of King's College, Cambridge. Those were the men and boys of the choir of King's College, Cambridge, singing William Byrd's motet, Non Vos Relinquam Orphanos, from the Gospel of John. I will not leave you orphans. And with that, we must bring an end to today's program. I hope you've enjoyed the chant, the motets, the Mass Ordinary by Heinrich Isaac, and the lute music. And I hope you'll tune in next weekend when we'll celebrate the seventh week of Eastertide with a variety of lovely motets by a variety of Renaissance and contemporary composers. You can listen again to this program or to any of our programs in this series and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com. That's materdeiradio.com. Once there, click on the programming menu and choose the Glory of the Mass 193. As always, we welcome your comments and suggestions. You may email us at info@materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a wondrous weekend.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.